Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we'll reveal what on earth this is. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And the day of the week is Friday, and that means for you early birds an opportunity to celebrate the big Wix event in style. Shop in-store or online right now for amazing offers on doors and flooring and tiles and kitchens and lofts and joinery and extra special autumn deals. It is all going on in the big Wix event. And to celebrate, we've got the gift card. It's worth £250. That's not changed. But we have a brand new game. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'll all remember where we were the first time we played Who's in Our Loft?
Yeah.
That's right. So, Matt, how does this work?
Well, Dave, courtesy of the big Wix event, we have installed a brand new loft here at Absolute Radio. The only problem is we've accidentally built it around one of our famed celebrity guests.
Oh, no.
They're entombed in the loft. So there's currently a celebrity in the Absolute Radio loft, but we don't know who because the insulation is so good. We can barely hear them correctly identify the famous person who is camping up in our loft, and you will win. It's as simple as that, my incredible insulator.
Okay, so let's all listen very carefully up to our loft. Let's try and figure out who's in our loft.
I've never been asked before, what do you do? I was like, really?
Can't quite make it out.
No. And I could see that these Americans were kind of like, who the hell is this guy? You know, and I was saying, don't worry, six songs in, you'll know who I am. And got to Wonderwall.
Keep it down!
Are you up there as well?
It's odd.
Well, I am getting paid the big money.
So, who is in our loft?
Thank God it's a famous person. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
If it was just a guy called Mick.
It's Jill from Accounts. Come on down here, Jill. No, who is in our loft? It is someone very famous indeed. If you think you know, well, call us right now. Don't forget you're playing for a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So we've got the gift card. It's worth £250. A celebrity is in the Absolute Radio loft. The insulation that we got from Wix is so good, you can barely hear them. Could you figure out who it was? Joining us right now is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are you?
Hi, very good. Mark. Thanks, Mark. Welcome to the show. Mark enjoys the breakfast show whilst listening to the Talky Bits, surrounded by songs from the 1980s. In other words, he listens to absolute 80s. Yeah. Mark, it's lovely having you on board. So, there's a big superstar in our loft. Who was it?
I think your superstar was Mr. Noel Gallagher.
Noel Gallagher, let's see if you're right.
I've never been asked before, what do you...
Wow, you did it.
It is, Noel Gallagher, well
also
done.
Also a fan of Absolute Radio 80s, of course,
yes,
isn't he?
Oh, yes, he told us that. Yeah. I love that he told us that. And I'd forgotten that. Yes, he did.
He plays that in the loft, you can hear him sometimes.
Mark, you and Noel are both fans of Absolute 80s, so that's lovely. What's also lovely is you've won yourself the Wix gift card worth £250. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
Oh, we will now. That's brilliant.
Nice one. Cheers, Mark. Take care. Shop the big Wix event in-store or online right now for amazing offers on doors, flooring, tiles, kitchens, lofts, of course, joinery and extra special autumn deal.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are about 20 minutes away from another game of 5 words, 5 grand. But first, well, it's all the comings and goings across social media with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on?
Well, it is Friday, Dave, and there are rich pickings in the talking/musical pet realm. So many big ones going viral all around the world.
Bravo.
First example is horror film Music Cat from Sue Jones sent me this one. So it sounds like a sort of music you'd hear in a haunted house sort of vibe.
It's Halloween
it's
month,
a cat.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, quite witch-like, isn't it, really? Yeah, quite scary.
Is it making that of its own accord, well, or is someone rubbing its tummy back and forth?
Jiggled with a foot slightly in full transparency.
It's playing a theremin as well. That
yeah, there is that as well. But apart from that, it's all genuine.
I thought, I didn't even see it. I knew that cat was being jiggled.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, yeah,
I knew
you
it.
Could tell. You could tell. The other one is quite an amazing dog saying "mama." It's sat in a pub and it starts just saying, "It's just saying mama."
Is it playing pool? Or I've seen photographs of that.
It's sat sort of near a table. It seems to be like an after dinner setting in a nice family pub.
Right, it's loosened its bow tie.
And apparently, it does this. It does this when it wants
scratches.
Food.
Yeah, yeah.
It does it when it wants food? It starts going "mama." Karen RC sent me this one on Instagram.
Morning, Karen.
It's amazing.
Sorry, can I just say I was expecting it to be a bit higher pitched.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Real contrast to the scary music cat. You know, very deep. Mama. Guttural almost.
It's just a man.
It's a man. No, this is genuine. This is genuine.
When I went to see that holographic ABBA show,
yeah,
at Tech Issues, that's how it's like, Mama Mia.
Mama Mia. Mama Mia. Yeah, it's amazing, it really is. And then the final one is sent to me by Roy Coles, a regular animal content
Morning,
contributor.
Roy.
Thank you, Roy. He brings us Shakira Cat. It starts with Shakira, and then it's like a Stars in Their Eyes pet special. Here it is. Have a listen to this one.
Because this is Africa. Tami, tami,
yabba yabba yay! Yabba yabba yay! I mean, it's amazing.
It's not to love.
It's great to hear that Shakira song as well from the South African World Cup again, isn't it? Very nice.
Because this is Africa. Tami, tami,
I like that you pointed out the audio started with actual Shakira, yeah, yeah. In case anybody
just
was confused.
In case there's any confusion. So that is your social ammo. Whammer, bammer, thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000. With fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yeah, wake up, have a Moju ginger shot for your fresh start to the morning. Then, and only then, can you take on five words, £5,000. And joining us right now, we have Hazel. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hazel, hello, welcome Hazel. Along to the show. A classic rock fan. Yesterday, just yesterday around this time, matched 4 out of 5 words
really?
Playing along at home. So, Hazel, I have to ask you, which member of the team would you most like to be paired with, courtesy of our random player generator?
Oh, I play every morning and I seem to match more with Glenn, so fingers crossed.
Okay,
but anyone.
Anyone, but possibly Glenn would be your favourite. Well, let's give it a go, shall we? See who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
It is a free choice. Ooh. So, Hazel, would you like Matt, Anna, or are you going to stick with Glenn?
I'm going to stick with Glenn, please.
Okay, good luck. Glenn, it is time for you to leave the studio. Here is your walkout music.
And I...
Okay, Hazel, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Glenn Moore might think of, because shortly I will give the same 5 words to Glenn Moore. And if he says exactly the same as you, well, you can have £5,000. So, good luck.
Thanks.
The first word this morning is winner.
Loser.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Custard.
Or cream.
Ooh.
Okay.
Already gone pie.
Tart.
Pie or tart, yeah.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
No, I just need to turn my mic off at this point, I think.
Do you want me to put your mic down?
It's so early.
You're gone now, are you? Still laugh.
Custard cream is a very good one, though.
Custard cream's great.
There are lots of good ones for custard. That's the problem.
A massively overrated biscuit.
Yeah. Oh, overrated?
Overrated.
Oh, I love it.
Overrated.
Oh, 100%.
Are you joking?
Love
it. Overrated. It's a classic.
It's the best one.
No,
they used to have an orange filling as well.
Oh, I remember having them. Yeah, very synthetic orange taste.
Take your mic down again, and yours. Both of you are out. Both of you are gone now. Hazel, I don't know if you remember, we were playing five words, five bands.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
Hazel.
Thank you. And we're on to your third word now, which is town. T-O-W-N, town.
Town. City?
I think city is the best one, but Glenn may go crier. Because, yeah. I don't know.
I'm a planner.
Yeah.
Lots of...
I've just received 52,000 new messages about what I've said about custard cream. Yeah.
You've upset the nation.
It's quite off-putting when I'm trying to do this. Apologies, everyone. Jewellery.
Oh, box.
That's good.
Yes.
Really good, Hazel.
Says a lot about me, I'd say heist.
Oh, really?
On the wrong side of the tracks, old berry boy over here. And finally, sleep.
Yes,
sleep. S-L-E-E-P, sleep.
Walk.
Oh, yeah. Very That's good. Good. Nice. Very good.
I go deprived, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I go apnea every time, but yeah.
Hazel, well done. You did very well there in the face of adversity. Yeah. But we finally got them locked in. Five excellent words. Glenn Moore is in play next, so stay right there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, the Method Man, Glenn Moore, is back in the studio. Hazel is ready to play. Hazel, wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Glenn.
Yes.
Winner.
Loser.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Custard.
Cream.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Hazel. Come on.
Are you a fan of the custard cream?
No.
100%. Thank you for backing me. Wasn't even in the room.
Another naysayer.
Biscuits just aren't worth it. That's my opinion about
it. Oh, you mean all the biscuits?
Oh, they're not worth the calories.
No, but it's not worth it.
This is
a revelation.
I thought I'd found a kindred spirit with the whole custard cream thing, but then to throw all biscuits under the bus.
You've gone too far this
time. If I go to give blood, I'm like, just the blood, thanks.
Keep your biscuits.
Okay. So, 2 out of 5 so far, Hazel. Moving along nicely. Town.
Planner.
No! I knew it.
What was it?
City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sorry, Hazel. So sorry. Let's do the remaining two words. See if we can get a 4 out of 5 this week would be nice, wouldn't it? Jewellery.
Box.
Correct. Oh. Sleep.
Mask.
Walk.
Oh.
Hazel, thank you very much indeed for tuning in on Classic Rock. Enjoy your weekend. We'll speak to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Cheers, Hazel. Bye now. This, of course, means we will be playing 5 Words, 5 Grand again on Monday morning. If you'd like to have a go, if you're ready to play, if you are ready to step up to the plate at 7:30 a.m. live on this breakfast show on Monday morning, if you think you can match 5 little words with a member of my gorgeous team, then all you need do is text your name right now to 81215.
5 Words, 5 Grand. Start your day with Moju. 13.8 grams of fresh pressed ginger in every shot for an all-natural boom.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. A breakfast show that broadcasts live between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. A breakfast show that is completely, as many of you can tell, made up on the spot. In fact, the only notes myself or anyone gets is this single sheet of A4 paper, and it just says stuff on it like Wix comp.
Bullet
and
points.
Social ammo with, and not even with, W/Matt Dyson. That's all Weird. We get, right? Mm. And if I look down to what is labelled 8:10, and it is 8:10 and 32 seconds, so we're on time, it says, weirdest thing you've worn at work. So that's what we are discussing here. The thing is, we're not going to be discussing that. That is very much a red herring. Yeah. I made that up. That is not what is happening. What is happening now, live on the radio at 8:10 and 53 seconds, is a big surprise for a member of the team.
Mm.
So I'm going to reveal the member of the team first.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to reveal the life-changing surprise that we have managed to come up with. I hope you all pack the overnight bags that I asked you to do.
Life-changing good or life-changing bad? Life-changing is any use to describe either prizes or an injury.
Well, this could involve both of those, to be perfectly honest. Because the surprise does, in fact, involve you, Glenn Moore.
Ooh. Oh, God, right. Okay. Okay.
Been pulling it together for a while. Something you mentioned in passing to me about a year ago, and I've been working away at it ever since. Glenn Moore, you are going to be running next year's London Marathon.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Well done.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're going to be doing it with our charity Cash for Kids. You're going to be running in about 6 months' time from now on Sunday, the 27th of April, 2025. You'll be running the massive 26.2 miles around London, and that's a true heroic thing that so many people have done in the past, will be doing next year, and you will be one of those people.
Oh, my God, amazing.
How are you feeling?
Thank Is it great? I just need to get that Victorian diving suit out of my so I can walk it really easily. Yeah.
We are actually thinking of doing a text of what should Glenn wear while he does it. Now, I wanted to let you know the week before, but the team said it was unfair. You need to have some, to have some preparation. So I hope that kind of 6 months, you know, up to next April
that
is enough
great.
Time.
That is absolutely great. This is unbelievable. Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. And as I say, you're doing it for our charity Cash for Kids. Now, this support children and young people across the UK affected by poverty, abuse, neglect, life-limiting illness, and those who have additional needs. So you're going to be doing it for a very good cause as well, Glenn. How are you feeling about it?
I'm terrified already. Yeah? But this is great news. I'm so excited.
Do you know what? I'm gonna play a song.
Yeah.
Give you a little bit of time to text everybody you know and tell the news in case they're not listening, and then we'll talk again next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
We've just sprung a surprise on Glenn.
Yeah.
A big one. He's going to be running in next year's London Marathon for our charity Cash for Kids. Glenn, you had no idea this was coming your way.
Absolutely no idea.
Well, I'm so pleased that you're happy about it. The last song wasn't long enough for me to come through to the second studio and ask if you're okay.
No, but we just sort of waved at each other and that was nice.
That was all we needed to do, yeah. It was a wave of approval. Dash in Teesside says, Dave, make Glenn wear your creepy owl suit to run in. Which, for any newcomers to the show, I love the idea that new listeners are thinking, you have a creepy owl suit, let alone making Glenn wear it. That's from Dash. This is great news about Glenn doing the London Marathon, says Linda from Cambridge, but you could have entered Matt to run the marathon in his Snape outfit.
Oh,
so it's all about the outfit.
You can borrow the outfit, Glenn, if you want.
It's okay. Thank you so much. Are you up for any outfitting at all?
I haven't thought that too far ahead. I've just been dropping out of the wedding I was meant to be doing. The first thing that happened when we played the song was I was talking to Anna. I was just like, imagine the roast dinner afterwards. Do you know what I mean?
That's literally the conversation we just had in there.
Just to put an early request in, could you get me one of those little tinfoil blankies? I've always wanted to try one of those.
I've worn one before, only because I did the Great North Run when I was at uni. And what happened was me and a girl I was going out with, we signed up to do it together. But we broke up about 3 months before the Great North Run. And so we had to run it together. And also, I didn't know anyone else in Newcastle, had to stay with her family like the night before. It was just up. So this is going to be, as long as a divorce doesn't come through there. This is going to be so much nicer. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. Katie, if you're listening, just please keep the marriage together for another 6 months.
I need someone to stay the night before.
That's all we ask, just another 6 months. So as I look at the flimsy bit of paper that represents the backbone of this show, it says 8:15. It's now 8:18, so again, we've gone slightly off our timings. It says, weirdest thing you've worn at work.
But we're not doing that.
No, we have another surprise for another member of the team.
Oh,
yes.
Should I just cut to the chase?
This is like Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a marathon place.
My second and maybe final surprise of the morning. Also running the London Marathon next year is the Hypebeast Womble!
Yeah!
He got you a place as well!
Producer Mark's doing it!
Well done, man! Yeah, we know you wanted a place.
Oh, wow.
We got you.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't me.
How are you feeling?
I'm sweating.
Yeah, sweating, not even started yet. Got 6 months to go.
He's hit the wall.
Just a couple more miles to go. So you're going to be doing it dressed as a creepy owl, not Glenn. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
We know you've always wanted to do it.
Always want to do it. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. That is our pleasure. So, on Sunday the 27th of April, 2025, the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark and Glenn Moore are going to be running the London Marathon, and they're going to be doing it for Cash for Kids. Bravo, chaps.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The Big Tiles event is on at Wix. Get the urban look with new Pinhay matte porcelain tiles in a neutral silver concrete finish. Now just £15 a square metre, down from £18.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Real music matters, and a lot of that real music is available for you to enjoy in the brand new free Rayo app. And this morning, we are going to use the Rayo app and the goodness that lives within. It's a very special Beat the Intro, dedicated in honour of the fact that Glenn Moore and the Hypebeast Womble are taking part in next year's London Marathon, something they didn't know they were doing 30 minutes ago, and a surprise that I have sprung upon them. So we're looking at the bespoke playlist that you can use while you work out, the ones you can use at the gym. All of these come from 80s workout, noughties workout. It's all going on in the Rayo app.
Great.
So the thing that hasn't changed, your names are your buzzers.
Yeah.
There's a point for a name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. I predict a very low scoring Beat the Intro.
Really?
Okay. I do.
Oh.
You can play along where you are, and we begin with this from Absolute Radio Workout. Here we go.
Matt.
Glenn.
Matt.
Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a clean sweep from Matt on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That was a good start. I'm impressed with the start.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well done.
I run to the biscuit shop, to get some custard creams.
Yeah. Anna said to me that while we've been talking about a London Marathon, her and Matt have just been exchanging messages about biscuits.
Yeah. Well, someone texted in saying that M&S do a chocolate-covered custard cream, which sounds amazing.
Change
the next level.
Is that what you guys have been messaging about during the show? Okay, great. Good to know. Okay, Matt, you got 2 points. Up next, this is from 80s Workout, available in Rayo. Who's this?
Wait a minute. Matt.
Matt.
Is it? No, it's not Let's Get Physical, is it? No.
That's incorrect. You're frozen out.
Too obvious.
Right, in which case, I'll give it a bit more time. Glenn. Maniac.
Correct.
Oh, wow, well done.
Michael Cimbello.
Correct.
Whoa! Where did he pull that out from? That's amazing.
How on earth does Glenn know about Michael Cimbello?
I think I've never heard his name in my life. I think I'm
pleading the GTA Vice City soundtrack clause on this
Maniac
one.
Maniac. Oh, wow. That was amazing.
Okay, this is from Naughty's Workout.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Dog Days Are Over, Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only song you can work out to a harp.
Yeah.
And finally, from Pop Workout, I've got a pop ditty for you here.
Gotta get that.
Glenn.
Boom Boom Power, Black Eyed Peas.
Correct. So, at the end of the first round of the Beat the Intro Workout Special, Matt, you've got 2 points. Anna, you're yet to score. Glenn, you've got six. There's another four workout motivational songs coming up.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
April next year, the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark and, I think more importantly, Glenn Moore.
Yes.
I'm going to be taking part in the London Marathon. So we are doing a kind of workout gym special. Mm. All these playlists are available in the free brand new Rayo app. So if you're going to be going to the gym, you're going to be going out for a run this weekend, you know, we've got a playlist for that. So Naughty's Workout is what you're going to hear next. Your names, your buzzers, right. Point for the name of Brad Riley's, point for the name of the same. Matt, you're on two. Anna, you're yet to score. Glenn, you have six. Tell me what this is.
Glenn. Shoot the runner Kasabian.
Correct.
That's ridiculous. The sun hadn't even started.
Yes, it had. He had the drumsticks. Yeah, he was rocking them together.
Come on.
Oh, you were miming the drummer. I thought you were celebrating getting it right then. When he did that, I thought, don't do that when you cross the finish line at the marathon. Yeah, well done. It was Kasabian Shoot the Runner. As I say, that is on Naughty's Workout. We've also got a playlist, the bespoke playlist, Classic Rock Workout. This comes from it.
Matt.
Glenn. Matt.
Glenn.
No. No.
Sorry, no, I, not got, Matt. I didn't mean to help it's you, but I'm just like so. I was just exasperated. No.
Oh, no, no. Wait a minute. Can I have a little second?
Really?
Yeah.
No, this is big. No, yeah.
You're frozen okay, out. You're frozen out.
Is it Elvis Costello Radio Radio?
No.
No, no. It's
Anna, do you want to play? Anna's the only one in play.
Can I come back in? Can I come back in?
Zero idea. You can keep all right.
Is it Born to be Wild, isn't it?
No, it's not Born to be Wild. No, Glenn.
I'm frozen out.
Yeah, no, you're back in play because we've got round two.
Keep on running.
It is.
Keep on running.
Spencer Davis? As in the group? Spencer Davis group.
Spencer Davis group.
Correct.
We don't get points for that, obviously.
When I started this.
No one gets points for that. So,
you went, get your motor running. And I was like, oh, what am I doing this for? Why is such a waste of life?
And he still went back to that. Oh, dear.
Get your motor running.
I was doing my own mashup.
Head down the highway. Looking for adventure.
It's good, it works, doesn't it?
What on earth has getting in a car got to do with working out or exercise?
I know, ridiculous.
Right, this one comes from Naughty's Workout. Again, you can get it in the Rayo app, here we go.
Glad.
What do you reckon? Matt? We say Matt got it there just in time.
Can I hear it again?
No, this is insane. Come on.
I sort of knew it, but I've got to be quick to get in before Glenn. Well, can I just hear it?
No, what are you talking about? You buzzed in. You've now got to answer based on the buzz
killers.
You did.
It's the Killers, yeah?
Okay, all right. What's the song, Matt?
My best note is the cagging in
there. This is your motor running.
It's
going to
be more the Killers Born to be Wild.
No, it's the Killers. And are we human or are we dancer?
It's human. I'll give you
human.
Just to wrap
yes.
it up. Just to wrap it up.
Sorry, that took a long time, Ben. I apologise to you, but that was, I think that was above board. Really.
Do you?
Timing wise, like there's no time limit, is there? And I buzzed in first.
I can't hear any of these clips over the deafening sound of all of our listeners leaving. Right, and finally.
Glenn. Oh, no.
Oh, he's frozen out.
Is it catching? I'm saying.
Anna, please make a voice.
Arctic Monkeys, American Sports.
No,
but I don't
you're
think
frozen
it is.
Out. No, I forgot how much
beginning.
I love this song.
Matt. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Correct.
Everybody's on the Run.
Correct!
Oh. Yes! Oh, I went out on a limb there.
Yeah, quicker that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, at the end of this, Matt Dyson, you got six. Glenn, you managed to get eight.
Of course,
don't you always.
Unbelievable.
But I think, Anna, you're the real winner here because you listened to what was going on yeah. and you thought, I'm just going to sit this out.
You
know
what?
I'm just going to
tell
biscuits.
You what. Yeah, because you put me at a disadvantage because you told me about those chocolates.
Don't blame the biscuits.
Coming.
I can't believe it.
Creams, so I've not been able to think about anything focused. Else.
This is the worst excuse I've ever heard.
I was just sat there thinking about biscuits. So it's coming to. It's your Friday morning, thankfully.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, of course, home to Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. And every now and again, Matt has an extra tidbit that's just landed across the socials that he feels he needs to share with us. In other words, it's time for the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So what do folk need to know?
Well, it's huge news. It's big TV news, a big TV reboot. So much I had to ask if Anna had touched on it in the news. It was pretty big news. There is a huge 80s TV show coming back with a big name TV presenter. I don't know if you want to have any guesses at what the big 80s TV show
Well, is it like,
be.
Are we talking A-Team or are we talking...
No, we're talking TV quiz show with a new presenter.
British
coming
or...
Coming back, British coming back, not been seen on the screens for many, many years. Still gets repeated now.
I mean, obviously all of us are too young to really...
Yeah.
What do we remember our parents talking about? Blockbusters!
That's a good guess, but it's not right.
The Price is Right?
No, that's not
what
right
What about
either.
The one with the hotspots, not a hotspot?
No, there's no Barrymore at all on this one.
Strike It Lucky?
No, not Strike It Lucky. Right.
Bullseye?
Yes, Glenn! Yes! Amazing! Bullseye is back, would you believe it? And I guess the presenter, because it's someone who's quite hot right now, doing a lot of telly.
Darren Day.
No. That would be the dream ticket, sadly not. Hasn't always been a TV presenter, used to be a sports person.
Oh, another one taking our jobs.
Yeah. Another one taking your job. It's Freddie Flintoff.
Oh,
Freddie Flintoff and Bullseye doing a return. It's what everyone wants on the telly, surely, isn't it?
I'm up for it, yeah.
He's going to be the new Bowie. And of course, famously, Grotbags was once on an episode of Bullseye, the original Bullseye with Jim Bowie.
How have you made this about Grotbags? How does he do that?
Everything
does he
comes
do
back
it?
To Grotbags. And also, weirdly, Flintoff has some sort of record, the furthest ever. Bullseye to be thrown at a dartboard was
really?
A record set by Freddie Flintoff.
Oh, well, he deserves the run.
So
then.
He's perfect for a bit of bullet.
What's this playing, Matt?
Oh, of course, you won't remember it.
I don't know what this is.
You're so young, you wouldn't remember this. Yeah.
No.
Well, you're going to love the new version, Dave, I'm sure. Yeah, so Bullseye's back. That's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it. Friday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is done. It's been a great show. In fact, it's been a fantastic week. Thank you so much for joining us and for joining in. You can listen again to the whole thing on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait for the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast to arrive, and it will do in about 10 minutes' time, wherever you get your pods. So, the podcast Aiming Bell, it's been going willy-nilly this week. Monday, it gave us I Discharge, Therefore I Am. Tuesday was Spoon Me, Big Spoon, Little Spoon, Cardboard Box. Mm-hmm. Wednesday was Scrub the Penny. Oh. Yesterday was The Two Sides of Muggsy Molyneux. And today's Amazing. Podcast, I have decided, should be named I Couldn't Even See It, But I Knew That Cat Was Being Jiggled.
Yes. Nice.
Leona Graham's here next with all the details you need to get in the draw to win £250,000. We guarantee to find a winner. We guarantee to have the money in their bank account straight after the call. And we are going to be doing it later on today. As for us, we'll be back with you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.